Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. In these somewhat fractious and uncertain times, it's not surprising that at times it's difficult to feel calm about your life. So in this podcast, I'm going to talk about keeping calm and staying balanced. It's funny how calmness seems to disappear and hide if the going gets a little bit unstable. At the moment, pressures in life seem very different than usual, don't they? And of course, with current restrictions, it's not so easy to remedy your anxieties or pressures or whatever's affecting your calmness and balance. When everything gets a bit much and you feel your calm slipping away, it's so easy to go with it and lose your balance completely. The secret, however, is that getting through those tough moments in a calm way, weirdly, kind of helps. Life is what it is, and sometimes it's a challenge. There are so many internet references, self-help books, videos, apps around which may help. Usually, in my experience, by the time you're in a predicament and feeling your calm has disappeared, it's too late to go searching for internet help. At those times you need human help, it's hard to come by at the moment due to restrictions. So, planning ahead for what you'll do in the situation is rather crucial to getting back onto an even state. Or rather manage your calm and get some element of balance back. Here are some quick ways to help yourself. First of all, acknowledging your concerns is key, verbally to yourself in a safe place. Often by acknowledging it verbally, you take its power away. Having a bit of quiet time if you can is key too. Find somewhere calm, find somewhere peaceful, if only for a few minutes. Going for a walk also may help. Just do what works for you. Try some deep breathing. Take a deep inward breath. Hold it for a few seconds, then exhale very slowly. That will slow your body and slow your mind and help you to focus on your calmness. Listening to music or having some time to just relax can help too. A chat with someone, a cuppa, this can help too. Change your focus and move your mindset to somewhere else. Another thing I've found really helpful is to have something specific to hold on to at times like this. For me, it's a pom-pom. Telling yourself that calmness will return and concentrating on the specific special thing you decide will help too. We're all very different. We are indeed unique. One size does not fit all. So do what works for you to get your calm back. As Donna Karan said, it's all about finding the calm in the chaos. Thank you for listening. Until next time, cultivate your kindness and stay well.